This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast. Hanania's columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic Columnist by the New America Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for writing, Hanania is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes.
Orland Park sidesteps the will of the people. Des Plaines Valley News, the Regional Newspaper, and the Reporter Newspapers, October 20th, 2016. I joined the October 4 village-wide teleconference when Orland Park Mayor Dan McLaughlin and Trustee Jim Dodge announced the board is planning to make the job of mayor full-time rather than part-time. I broke the story that this was coming in this column last September in 2015. The mayor's salary will increase to $150,000 a year from $43,000 a year, which also includes $3,000 as liquor commissioner. That doesn't include a second pension McLaughlin will get from his time at the Building Trade Association that he now heads as executive director. This all came about following the vacancy created when the very competent Paul Grimes left as village manager. The board named Tim McCarthy, the village's highly regarded police chief, as temporary successor. The village website lists two assistant village managers, Joe Lamargo and Ellen Baer, although Baer reportedly resigned last year. Sadly, I don't think the village has been totally honest with residents. Sure, they can raise a mayor's salary anytime, but can they simply dump the village manager system without going directly to the people? Orland Park's village managerial form of government was set up by countywide referendum on November 5, 1983, when McLaughlin was first elected as village trustee. I wrote about both back then. McLaughlin, 62, became mayor in 1993. If he retires on his combined salary of $43,000, his pension will be about $31,000 a year, or 75%. But if he retires at the new salary, he would be looking at $105,000 a year in pension or more. The trustees of the village were expected to approve the pay hike this past Monday, October 17th, at their board meeting. As a note, this actually was done and was referenced in another column I wrote the day of the meeting after this column was submitted. This has been in planning for a long time. McLaughlin said it was up to the trustees, but no one on the carefully scripted October 4th teleconference addressed the issue of how this impacts the 1983 referendum, or more importantly, if a new referendum is required. It's all rushed. I wonder, is the vote legal? The village will still be a village managerial system, paying huge salaries to several managers. Someone should do a side-by-side comparison of how the job will really change from manager system to full-time mayor. McLaughlin might actually lose some powers. It's going to make for a very contentious mayoral race this spring, something Orland Park doesn't need. They knew they were going to do this all along. They should have just been up front. With the pain of the LaGrange Road construction destroying everyone's nerves and shutting down so many businesses like Burger King, Wendy's, and more, Orland Park just might see another brutal election campaign. Meanwhile, Orland Township Supervisor Paul O'Grady has placed the referendum on the ballot, asking Orland Township residents if they want to leave Cook County and merge with Will County. That will be on the November 8th election ballot. And it couldn't come at a better time, as Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle has targeted suburbanites by imposing a Strowger-like tax on soft drinks. Most suburban Cook County residents have been trying to break from Chicago's tax-driven headlock for years. Suburban residents are often forced to fund Chicago's revenue shortfalls by raiding suburban taxes paid to the state that are redirected to help Chicago shore up its poor transportation, poor roads, and poor schools. And now we're paying for Cook County corruption. O'Grady is popular. A Mount Carmel graduate, O'Grady was elected as township supervisor in 2009. Some people claim he's considering a run for Orland Park mayor in the spring. Between taxes, pay hikes, and road construction hell, that's a powerful platform. Marty Stack is shaking up the race for the Board of Review against Republican incumbent Dan Patlack. Stack wants to make the office more property taxpayer friendly, meaning taxpayers should be able to go online and see immediately if their property is being charged higher than similar properties in their neighborhood. Give taxpayers what they need to challenge unfair taxation themselves. It's a brilliant idea. Perfect timing. In Patlack's last two elections, the battle was fought among Republicans, but Democrats are united behind Stack. Admirably, three of Stack's daughters are serving this country in the U.S. military, and that's more than most politicians have done. In contrast, Patlack supporters vandalized my home three times now, and the homes of others too, which shows they are desperate. All hail the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' curse is dead, and no team deserves to win the World Series more. But the bias that has built up over the years against the Cubs, from the sports announcers like Fox TV's Matt Gasgarcian and John Schmoltz, when the Cubs crushed San Francisco, is so unprofessional. They shouldn't be allowed on the air. I'm Ray Hanady.
This is Ray Hanady's Column Commentary Podcast. Hanania's columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. He writes on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Reporter Newspapers, NewsAmericaNetwork.com, and IllinoisNewsNetwork.com. An award-winning former Chicago City Hall reporter named Best Ethnic columnist by the New American Media and recipient of the Sigma Delta Chi Award for writing, Hanania is of Palestinian Arab heritage. He also writes a weekly column every Thursday for the Arab News at ArabNews.com and writes news and features for his website at TheArabDailyNews.com. You can reach him and share your opinions and thoughts by emailing him at rghanania@gmail.com. All his columns are archived at rayhanania.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes.